Hey guys, what's up? Listen, if you're feeling burnt out or you just don't know anymore, you're just like, I can't, this is the conversation for you. I was speaking to Rebecca Visser. She's a certified holistic life coach, and she supports high achieving women and men, but mostly women, in escaping this burnout and building that dream lifestyle that they want and that career that they want. Her mission is to help you rediscover your unique gifts and your talents and reclaim your energy, develop lasting habits so that you don't keep going back into this rigmarole, right? So I want to make sure that you guys listen to this episode, especially if you are a high achieving woman and you have those high achieving saboteurs talking to you and all this stuff happening right here that's really starting to weigh you down and make you feel burnt out. There's no reason why you need to be. So take a listen to this, enjoy this conversation, and I want to hear your feedback. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so stoked you're here. I love you guys so freaking much. And every time I come on, I try my very hardest to bring you the best humans on the planet to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And today is no exception, because I have an amazing woman here with me today. And if you have ever felt overwhelmed, disconnected from your true self, or bogged down by the weight of perfectionism, I know I'm talking to y'all. Y'all listening? I know I am. Our guest today, Rebecca Visser, is the woman you want to listen to. So listen up, y'all. She personally navigated all of these challenges. And I know that many of you are going through that, right? So after 10 years in this fast-paced corporate world and freelancing as a digital marketer, Rebecca hit rock bottom and completely burned out. And that seems to be something I'm hearing a lot lately. It's kind of becoming a thing, right? So when she could no longer get out of bed, even on the weekends, she knew that something had to change. So Rebecca reconnected with her true self, and years of self-discovery and support of these various holistic practices. So today she has found peace. She has found love. She has found this fulfillment of embracing her imperfections and choosing to be a more authentic her, more authentic path of who she really is. So I am super excited that she is here, because her mission is to help all of you kind of rediscover this unique an inner talent that you have, reclaiming your energy and developing these lasting habits, right? Because some of us, we start something, but then we burn out again, Rebecca. Like, we start and then we burn out. So I'm glad you're here. Let's get it going. Let's get these people in the right place, right? So Rebecca, thank you for being on Straight Talk. And the first question off the bat is always, who are you, Rebecca? Because I gave your bio, but who are you? Let us know who you are.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for such an amazing introduction. I so appreciate it. I'm so happy to be here. Oh, who am I? Well, for starters, like, that's such an important question, because I think for most of my life, I thought about what I was, not who I was. So who am I? Well, let's start with like the basics. I'm Rebecca. I live up here in Vancouver, Canada, with my husband and amazing cuddly kitty. I love animals. Who am I? I am someone who climbed the corporate ladder and got to the top, was leapfrogging so many steps here and there for most of my life, and got to the top and went, whoa, I think I've climbed the wrong mountain here. And I just kept getting praise and cues and all of these things that were externally making me feel good inside. And I didn't know how to build that for myself for most of my life. So once I started connecting with that, I learned that I am a deeply intuitive and introspective person. I love genuine connections with people. In my marketing job, I was learning that I was looking forward to my one-on-ones with my team more than some of the marketing work that I was doing. So I love connecting with people. I love hearing their strengths and even just their challenges and supporting them and navigating all of that. And, you know, almost learning what mental blocks and what energetic, like, I feel fear, I fear this is getting in the way. So, You know, and I've also learned that I'm someone who loves to move her body. I love yoga. I love painting. So I've definitely cultivated over the past many years more of who I am instead of what I do.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that that's why we do burn out, though, right? Because we don't really connect with those places in us, Rebecca. There's no sense we don't even stop to ask our body what it's feeling. We just know that it's either fight or flight, you know, or freeze, right? And then we just move on to the next thing. We rarely will sit there and say, whoa, I feel that here under in my neck here. What is going on here? Why do I feel that pressure, right? Or why do I have this headache on the left side? Or why do I, you know, like we don't really stop. We just, you know, grab a Tylenol or pain thing and we just keep it moving, right? And it is something that I'm seeing a lot of, Rebecca, and I'm sure you are too, because you're in this space. You know, this burnout thing is really becoming like a buzzword and a real thing. And I know that a lot of people are using it, but the truth is they're using it because it's happening, right? People are feeling that. And especially after that horrible couple years of a pandemic, right? I think people just got to a place where they're just like, who the frig am I right now? You know, because we had to pause. We had to work from home, or we had to not be around others. And that really did something to people. Did you notice that shift happen around those times? Like, is that like when you really started to notice it, maybe even in yourself, like that piece of what you're helping people with?
Yeah, well, you've raised such a good point around the pandemic, because I think once we were all experiencing this massive collective trauma together and away from the distractions, but also thinking about what truly, truly matters in my life, I think a lot of people had those aha moments, or what do I want to shift in my world? Or even just the mere fact of working from home became so popular at that time. It's like, wow, look at all this time I got back in my day, not stuck in traffic. I'm spending it with my family. I'm spending on, you know, keeping my home environment clean and supportive and all of these good things. And so we started thinking, I think there's other buckets outside of career that need some attention in my life. And we really got to check that out during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, you know, as you're saying that too, because you're right, you know, stuck in traffic, all that is real, right? Oh my God, it's so annoying. But I'm wondering too what's happening, Rebecca, especially, you know, because I don't really work with women who are in burnout. I work with women who are, you know, wanting to create their own coaching businesses, right? So I help them from concept to launch. It's a little different than what you're doing. But I'm wondering if the burnout is also coming because there's some awareness that came in and now people had to go back to work. Right? People had to go back. And I think that maybe I'm just brainstorming with you right now, but I'm just feeling like maybe that's a piece of why people are feeling burnt out, because now they went from what, a year or so of being home until businesses got a little bit more like open about people going back. And now when people are going back, they're like, I don't want to do this shit. And I feel burnt out right now. Like I'm exhausted. Right? What do you think? Do you think I'm onto something there?
Yeah, well, even just reflecting on my own experience, I think burnout is a signal that we're not in the place we're supposed to be.
Right.
And so when we ignore that, sometimes it becomes something that we can no longer ignore. In my case, I had to take 6 months off work. I was just completely done. So I think you're onto something here. It's like when we're not walking our purposeful path, we're starting to experience these stressors. We're not doing the type of work that we want to do, collaborating with the types of people that inspire us, or, you know, really showing our true talents in the world. Yeah. We're not shining them. And so we feel stressed about that all the time.
So what do you say to someone who's listening right now? Because I have a lot of like really purpose-driven people that listen to the show. So there's a lot of entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, like coaches, like those are the people who listen to my show. So what do you say to someone, Rebecca, where they can just start this journey? Because not everyone can take 6 months off, right? You know, and that's a hard decision to make. And sometimes we have to. Sometimes you just have to. And what happened to me about a year and change ago was I had torn a bunch of ligaments in my shoulder. So I had to get shoulder surgery. So I was out of work for like, I think it was like 6 or 8 weeks. And that was time to do something different, because I had zero passion to go back. Zero. zero passion. And I've been doing that for 15, 20 years, right? So it was zero passion to go back. And so I'm wondering, for those of us that like who aren't forced by surgery or by complete burnout, right, but are just there, like almost feeling that cusp, I'm just wondering what you would recommend for someone to start that journey of that self-discovery or looking at life in a different perspective.
Yeah, great question. So one thing I'll just add before I get into that is that I really look at things through a holistic lens. That's mm-hmm. what my coach training was in. So what does that mean? It means we look at the mental level, the emotional level, the physical level, yeah. and the spiritual level. And so just let's explore the mental level for a moment. I know for myself, once I started to understand my inner saboteurs, so to speak, my mm-hmm. inner critic, what were the voices inside my head that were saying I wasn't good enough, I wasn't in control enough, I wasn't achieving right. enough. Once right. I started building an awareness of these, yeah, again, inner saboteurs, suddenly I could start to, oh, hello, I could personify yeah. them, yeah. I could bring some awareness to them. And then I have some tools within my toolbox that I use with clients of like, all right, well, now that you have this awareness, what can we do to interrupt those thoughts in order to bring in more empathy for ourselves yeah. and situations, to bring in more innovation that we want to be tapping into? So let me think of an example right off the top of my head here. Let's say there's a judgment about a situation. Oh, X and Y, Z happened, so this is a bad thing. Mm-hmm. You know, how can we go, all right, sure, I'm feeling this. This could be a bad thing. But by taking a moment, and even I always love to use one of the five senses, even if we connect into one of our five senses for 10 to 60 seconds, we just stop and we listen to all of the sounds around us very intently and hyper-focus on them. It's amazing what a little bit of mindfulness can do to turn off that critic and start yep. to be like, okay, well, this situation happened. Where can I get some creativity and bring that in so that I don't experience this again, or my outcome is even better than what I could have possibly imagined because of X, Y, and Z negative experience. So that's just one little simple thing that I'll sometimes bring in. And it's amazing how magical it is, really. And it yeah. does magic within our lives.
Well, I think it's because it makes you present. It makes you intentional. It makes you here now, right now, right? Like you and I having this conversation, it's the only thing that matters to me right now. So me and you have to have, you know, I want to have eye contact with you. I want to have this relationship with you right now, right? And for those who are listening, this is intent, so that they can listen also and be a part of this conversation and understand that, you know, being present is super important. And I never did that. I was always on to the next thing. And when I catch myself still doing that, because it's a habit, right? You have to break them. And when I still catch myself doing that, I'm like, okay, let's pause for a second. Hold on. You know, like I have a lot on my plate right now, and right in front of my computer, which I have off right now, because if not, I have 52 different tabs open. Right. So then I'm wondering what my next tab is going to be. It's about that, what you're talking about is taking that moment, you know, maybe tapping, just touching yourself for a second, like in your heart or your chest or wherever you think you need to, in your neck, your head. I always also tell people when they're like, oh, I'm just feeling overwhelmed. I say, okay, anything in your room yellow? And they're like, huh? Yellow? You know, and yeah. I just like immediately take them off of wherever they were feeling overwhelmed about, because now they're thinking about, wait, I got to find something yellow, you know, and then they're like, oh, I'm like, it, the tense feeling went away, didn't they're like, yeah, I'm like, because you focus on something else. And when you're hyper focused on something, and you're just hyper focused on that one thing that's driving you nuts or making you burnt out or making you, you're only going to focus on that. So immediately I'm like, squirrel, go over there. Let's do the next thing. What's that over there? You know, so I love that you're doing that. And I love that you're bringing them to that awareness. And, you know, I know that you said you learned this, you know, you got your certifications and all this and all, but what helped you, or what was that moment for you when you were like, I'm taking 6 months off because this is some bull crap happening right now? What was that for you? Like, what was that? Because I guess the reason I'm wanting to tap into that is because for someone who's listening that may just feel like is there a burnout point, or do I just keep going through the burnout, right? Mm-hmm. So what was that for you? That was that cap that I can't no more. What was that?
Oh boy, I'll try to keep this short. So, all right. Well, I was promoted to director of marketplace in a company I was working for. It was, you know, multiple steps up from where I was before. I was managing an international team across 6 time zones, different cultures.
Wow.
Over 600,000 digital products. And then on top of that, we went through an acquisition deal with a company in Israel. And I just mentioned I'm in Vancouver. So that was the opposite time zone from me.
Wow. Yeah.
So between, you know, my overachiever being like, yes, I want this. And, you know, good for me for taking on this challenge. But it was really hard on my nervous system because I was doing so much new things. I was working with lawyers on this deal. I had no boundaries about this. So I was taking 11 p.m. calls with this, you know, to make this deal happen. I was up early. My sleep was completely off. And I was fully disassociated. Like I didn't feel hunger anymore. I was just living from the neck up. And when the deal went through, and I was grateful enough to have some cash flow from this deal, I thought, oh boy, I'm in tough shape. I couldn't even possibly think about doing any further work. And so I took that as a gift from the universe, so to speak, as I need a break. I need to regroup here. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was, you know, even the basic stuff, sleeping, eating, exercise, you know, taking care of my mind, all of this was just completely out the door trying to make these things happen in my doing, in my whatnot. So that was what did it for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it was kind of like that moment, like I achieved something, but I'm losing something in that achievement, right? Or you're losing yourself in that aspiration, or that high achiever, right? That high achiever that came up and said, hey, look what you can do over here, right? But then there's this moment, I think, when you realize that you're losing yourself in that, right? At least that's how I felt. I felt that way too. Nina, you're amazing. You're a director, blah, blah, blah. I have a team of like 15 to 20 people under me. We're killing it. Multi-million dollar organization. We're doing all this stuff. It's great, 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 great. And I did not want to be there anymore, you know? And people will normally look at you and go, how could you do that? Like, how ungrateful are you that you have all of this and you don't want it? But that what you don't realize is that there's also other aspirations and desires and wants. And that doesn't mean, for all of you who are listening, that doesn't mean you have to leave your job or leave your business. Sometimes it's literally just awareness of yourself and a shift of perspective, right, Rebecca? So tell us a little bit about how you're working with people. So how are you taking these, do you work with women and men or just women?
I work with women and men, however, mostly women these days.
Okay. How do you take them from that place of burnout, right? What does your program give them? Like, you know, tell us about that, because I want to know a bit deeper about what it is you're helping them with and how they transform at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there's different entry points that people come in and where they're at in their journey, right? But let's take the example of I'm super burnt out. And again, thinking about myself, where I was, I needed a full reset, right? And I was fortunate enough to take some time off, but my program is fully designed around resetting your well-being. So it's a bit on one side, you know, exploring what are those thoughts? What are those beliefs that we have? I believe that I'm not enough if I'm not X, Y, and Z title, or if I'm not making X, Y, and Z salary.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of explore those beliefs. We'll go through all of those levels that I mentioned, the mental, the emotional, the physical, and the spiritual. And I'll just talk about the spiritual for a moment, because that to me was the real gust of wind that really propelled me on my new path.
Me too.
And that can mean lots of things to different people, but connecting to your true talents and what is so special about you, because I really believe that we're all here to share our magnificence within the world. And once people connect with that and really believe that's why they're here, that's the spiritual element for me. And people can tap on different God, universe, whatever it is that helps support them with that. But anyway, so the program really goes through all of those blocks and anchors it down into actions. So it's not just all of the cerebral thinking. It's like, how are we going to put these components in place so you can start walking this path out of this hole of burnout you're in? And really, that I see that as the first step. That's my first program, because, you know, from there, when you're in that state of burnout, the mental capacity to think about the future and with rose-colored glasses or any kind of imagination is super blocked, right? So we rebuild people back up so that they're feeling good and strong within themselves, not just in their external world. And then, okay, maybe we'll layer on some purpose exploration and stuff like that. But that's really where I see the starting point.
That's great, because, you know, I think most of us don't give ourselves permission to want to change something. So, you know, because I work with purpose-driven women, like what gets them hung up sometimes and what I help them through is the fact that they don't give themselves permission to shift out of something that they're good at. So, for example, you know, say they're doing this career as an accountant. Right? Let's just say they're a great accountant and they're phenomenal at what they do and they've grown up the corporate ladder and they are killing it, right? But they're not happy. They have a very difficult time saying, I don't like accounting, you know, because that's what they've built their identity around, is that thing, that career that's bringing them the six figures and the house and the cars and the, you know what I mean? And that's a very difficult thing for them. So I'm glad that what it sounds to me is you're also allowing them the safe space to have permission, right? Yeah. And I love that. Go ahead.
And it's not about, like what you said at the top of this was, it's not about necessarily like, okay, we need to do a 180. Right. It's like, all right, well, you had a lot of energy devoted to this one dimension of your life. How can we spread some love around? And then imagine what else is possible in your career. Maybe it's that promotion. Maybe you have more energy within your family life. Maybe you're, you know, doing things that enrich you and keep you creative, even if you're doing something like accounting. So I really feel like, you know, sometimes it's a tweak within the lifestyle that really helps amplify the career. And maybe, you know, like me, we climbed up the wrong mountain for over a decade. And now we're like, okay, well, I'm going to walk down it a little bit and offshoot into this different path.
And I think the beauty of that too, is that nothing's wasted. All our knowledge, skill sets, gifts, all of that can be utilized to whatever it is we really are wanting to do in our hearts and souls. And, you know, maybe it's not even the career that you're in. Maybe it's the job that you're in. Maybe it's something simple like that. Maybe it's just a shift in scenery. You know what I mean? Like, I think that we get caught up sometimes too much in the minutia of little things. You know what I mean? And not looking like push ourselves back a little bit. When I was, you know, my family lives in Texas, or I should say my kids do. And I was living in Connecticut, which is far away. Right. And when I wanted to leave my job, I just made a decision. I wanted to be near my kids. You know what I mean? So I just left. I just left Connecticut, left my job, left my six figures, left all of it. Right. And it was tough at first, though. It took me years, because my son always like teases me. He's like, yeah, only 10 years to come live near us. You know, but I was like, you know, just a little burnt out, but stuck also. I felt stuck, you know? So I love that. Right. Cause you're right. You can climb the wrong mountain, or what you think might be the wrong mountain. But I love the way you said, but yeah, you can climb back down a little bit. You know, because that means that you can shift a bit. Now you can take all that knowledge that you had as a director, working overseas, all that kind of stuff that you've done. And now you've used that, plus the experience of burnout, which I think is a gift, right? And using it now to help somebody else navigate their world, right? Isn't that the beauty of this? It's the beauty of life.
Yeah.
It really is.
And I would just add to that, like, I so agree that none of these experiences were ever wasted, because
Right.
now I have all of this marketing skill set that I can
Right.
bring into my business. I've been
Right.
working with people virtually since, you know, well before the pandemic. I was working from home well before the pandemic. And I've been managing a team. I know what it's like to mentor and to support people. So all of this, all of these elements were in play.
Yeah.
And now I've just made a little tweak where rather than most of my job be marketing and then a little bit of coaching, I've flipped that. And imagine that. That's exactly what I needed to feel more purpose in my life.
That's amazing. I love that so much. And I love what you're doing. And I love how you're helping, you know, men and women kind of navigate that, because it's necessary. It's necessary. So I know that you're in Canada, but I'm sure you're taking clients anywhere, right? So
yeah, half of my clients are in the States. So
good. So let's get all that info then, because you know, somebody's listening and they're jiving with what you're saying, and they want to be connected with themselves, and they're tired of being burnt out and just want to be present and here and enjoy life, right? Because we only have one, and we're not even promised tomorrow. So you have to start enjoying life, you know. So how do people contact you or follow you, all that kind of great stuff?
Yeah, thank you. So my business is called Crescent Coaching. People can find me over at crescentcoaching.ca. My Instagram handle is the same, at Crescent Coaching. I'm very active on LinkedIn. So I'm LinkedIn at Rebecca Visser. What else? Oh, and if people are interested in learning more about these tools and learning more about their saboteurs, I have a freebie that's called 3 Easy Ways to Stop the Negative Thought Spiral.
I love it.
I know people that is part of your audience there. Maybe there's some overachiever there. Maybe there's some of that. I deeply resonate with that. So if people are looking for tools, how to, you know, be more than do while still, you know, achieving the goals that they want in their life, that's a really great place to start.
I freaking love that. Be more than do. I love that. I love everything you're doing, Rebecca. I really do. You know, I know that people who are listening just... I am sure they can relate, because a lot of people, like I said, that listen to the show are purpose driven and entrepreneurs and stuff. So I know that they're like, all right, Rebecca, stop reading my, you know, letter out on the internet or on the world. But it's true. I mean, we really do have to find a different way. And I think also the pandemic was a gift in that way, because it woke a lot of us up that just were on this hamster wheel constantly. And I think even though it's, you guys are feeling burnt out, I promise you, you're not. You're just at a place where you just need a different perspective and a shift in thinking, you know? Mm-hmm. So Rebecca, thank you for being here on Straight Talk. I really enjoyed this conversation. I enjoyed everything you shared with my audience. Thank you for being here, and thank you for sharing all your wisdom.
Seriously, yeah, it was my absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I love it. Guys, make sure that you follow Rebecca. I'm going to list all of her information below, just so that you can follow her, make sure that you connect with her. And guys, stop waiting for tomorrow or the next day or the next time or the moment. There's never a right moment. You got to make the moment right. Okay. So if you're hearing this and you know that it's resonating with you, why are you going to keep waiting for the right moment? There is no right moment. There's always going to be something that comes in. Just make this moment right and move and make it happen. All right, guys, I love you so much. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. You know the drill, all right? Make sure you do all of that. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.